You will often hear politicians say that they are, quote, pro-business. But what does this actually mean? When they say it, they make it sound like they mean that they are for the free market, that they are pro-capitalism. But nothing could be further from the truth. And in this video, I'm going to distinguish between what being pro-market means and what being pro-business means. So pro-market means pro-competition. That means that you support low barriers to entry, free rein on pricing, and you support competitors focusing on delivering what their customers want. The way to get ahead in the market is by delivering the best product that most people want. And then the customers essentially vote businesses in and out of existence based on their preferences as consumers. If they keep on buying your product, you'll turn a profit and you'll stay in business. If they stop buying your product, you'll start making losses and eventually you'll go out of business and everything is right with the world. However, when politicians say that they are, quote, pro-business, what they actually mean is that they are pro-particular businesses who happen to be doing well right now. That means they support high barriers to entry, keeping out startups and lowering competition. That means they support potentially fixing pricing to protect the status quo. And that means they support competitors focusing on lobbying the government to protect their interests. Note the extreme difference between being pro-business and being pro-market. Let's take a look at how this works. The market leaders in an industry lobby the government, who in turn help to pass legislation which erect barriers. Let's take a look at what some of these barriers might be. Cartelization, production quotas, licenses, quality standards, tariffs, immigration restrictions, child labor laws, minimum wage laws, maximum hour laws, compulsory unionism, conscription, government penalties such as antitrust laws, opening hour laws or taxes of various kinds, conservation laws, patents. These are all entry barriers because a big company, let's say a Ford or a GM, can afford to take a hit on each one of these things. They can afford it, whereas somebody who's starting out might not be able to. Therefore, the startup simply doesn't start. It's no longer viable for them. And so all of these measures favor the current market leader. They favor big business at the expense of small and medium-sized firms. And the name that most of us would give to this form of regulatory collusion between government and big business is crony capitalism. Us defenders of capitalism don't like crony capitalism when Theresa May says we're pro-business and Ford and GM say thanks. So keep an eye out for this when you're watching the news, when you're watching coverage. When politicians say pro-business, always ask, which businesses do you mean? Do they mean business in general, or do they mean the current big businesses that are doing well right now?